Hey, I've been mentioning that your backyard is going to become your new, if it hasn't already, your new best friend. But if you're out taking a socially distant walk, maybe around your neighborhood, or you decide to take a hike down to a local park, there's so much to see and hear and smell at this time of year. And nobody's tuned into it like our host for Backyard Almanac, Larry Weber. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning, and that's exactly what we're getting is some beautiful sunshine right now. This is the 17th of April, about a little over a week ago. It looked like our trend was opening up, lots of thawing and melting, and perhaps we would be talking about ice out at this time. Well, as it turned out, we had a little setback. We went backwards a bit. And many of the ponds, the vernal ponds that I visited a week ago, this week went back to having a coat of ice. And though I heard the first chorus frog already on the 8th of April and the first wood frog on the 11th of April, I think those went back to sleep for a while the new ice, thin new ice, coated the ponds again. However, it looks like things are turning around. I took a walk last evening, and I noticed some of the ponds that had been ice-covered earlier in the day were now open again. So I expect we are still going to get an ice out. It might. I was hoping it would happen around the 20th. It looks like now it'll be a little bit later, but that's okay. We have passed the first half of April, and the first half of April, no surprise, was less than normal temperature, but also less than normal with snowfall and precipitation. Now, that precipitation number is something to watch out for. When we get a dry April, we have a condition that is ripe for grass fires. The grass that was under the snow all winter, has the part that sticks above the ground has died, and it's dry, and we get the breezy days like we've gotten this week, and if the fire gets started, its heat could continue. That's why, among many, April is referred to as a fire month. However, there's something else going on. I have been walking the last several days. These cloudy, cool days are terrific for going out for walks. Anyway, I've been walking every day these last few days, walking in the woods, and it's just wonderful. You can go anywhere. You don't have to follow the trails. You can just go all kinds of places. There's no concern about some of the insects that will bother us later in the season. It's just wonderful walks. Well, as I walked around and I noticed the snow is gone and no greening plants have started to come up yet of any note. There are the mosses and there are a few others, but for the most part, it is not yet greening and the snow is gone. Do you realize, Lisa, what this is? This is windspring. And windspring is not as obvious. Is not as obvious as autwind in the autumn, but nevertheless, it's here. It's just great. It's just a terrific time, as I say, for get out and take a walk. Well, what are you going to see when you get out and take a walk? Well, you're going to see some migrant birds. The water birds right now are the ones that are getting attention, and they go for some places that have open water, and like I say, some of the ponds and the lakes are still covered with ice. But along the St. Louis River, there's plenty of open water and the moving water. And the one that's been getting the attention lately has been the white pelicans. We have white pelicans that congregate every year, sometimes over 100 of them. And they are a massive bird, and they are, when you get that many big birds in a flock, it's really something worth seeing. So out near the Chambers Grove area, near the Fond du Lac region, is probably the best place to see them. They are not alone. There's geese, there's swans, there are ducks of several kinds. There's some shorebirds, great blue heron. There's the raptors, bald eagle, hawks, harriers, turkey vultures. All of these things are coming across now. And this morning when I was walking, I had the chance to just stop and listen to a couple of other terrific sounds, such as the sandhill cranes flying over. And in three different sites, I could stop and listen to rough grouse drumming. And if that wasn't enough, the woodpeckers have been very active, pounding away at the trees. That's their way of announcing to the other woodpeckers their territory. And in some cases, the sounds are really loud and resonate through the woods, such as in the pileated woodpecker. Some other ones are not as loud, but they repeated more often. And this week, we had a return of the yellow-bellied sapsucker, which does a lot of that. Another returning woodpecker this week has been the flicker. So these are wonderful sounds. Now, if that's not enough, there are bird songs going on. This morning during my walk, I heard the songs of song sparrow, red-winged blackbird, and though I did not hear the song of robins this time, I had heard them other times. This is, when we get to the latter part of April, we have some really cool migrants that start to show up. Up until this time, we've had a lot of sparrows, juncos still in my yard, but there's been really other ones wonderful that show up. There is, out and along the rivers, there is the kingfishers. There is two minute birds that are hardly 4 inches long, but when they show up, they sing real loud, long songs, one being the ruby-crowned kinglet and the other one being a winter wren. Winter wrens hang around down under logs and so forth, but when they get a chance to sing, they sing this terrific long song. Others, yellow rump warbler was reported for the first time in the last couple of days, and I've been searching to see the first hermit thrush, which I wouldn't be surprised I see before the day is over. So there's some really cool migrants that start to show up at this time. And if that's not enough, this is the time when the baby squirrels and the baby rabbits might be out there. And butterflies, I have seen so far just two kinds of butterflies, the morning cloak butterfly and the Compton tortoise shell. These butterflies have weird names, but what they essentially are, they are butterflies that hibernate for winters. And when the days get warm in the spring, we can see them. The Compton tortoiseshell has got a lot of orange on it, and for that reason, some people right away refer to it as a monarch. Well, it is not a monarch. Monarchs won't be coming yet for another month at least. Then there is this tiny, very beautifully colored moth called the infant. Bumblebees, it's not unusual for at this time to start to see the queen bumblebee waking up from her winter and getting ready to go out to start a new colony. Perhaps even wasps, and not too early for a green darner dragonfly to start showing up. In the world of plants, I've talked about before the catkins. April is a month of catkins. I've been seeing ripe catkins every day now on pussy willow, hazel, quaking aspen, alder, not yet on birch, but it's coming. And all of these have tremendous flowers that hang down. They are different from our ordinary flower, but they are catkins, a type of flower. Then there's the silver maples in Duluth have been blooming for a while now, but this week we're going to start to see the beginning of red maples starting to bloom as well. And as I said, the woods isn't very green yet, but the greening is starting with the mosses. And finally, Lisa, I have to pass on one of the greatest things that happened this week, and that is I stepped out of the house one day, and right over the house was flying and calling a loon.
Oh, now, how wonderful.
It's interesting that because most of the lakes, and maybe all of the lakes nearby, are all still frozen. And we all know that a loon has got to have some water to come down to. So it's probably doing two things. One, either going to some of the open water along the St. Louis River, or perhaps going to Lake Superior. In both cases, there's plenty of water. So, yeah, Lisa, the backyard is a great place to be right now. So let's get out and take a look.
Boy, and things are changing every week, just like you've said. And sometimes every day things are changing.
Exactly.
And there's
exactly.
There's
a new story out there every day.
That's exactly it. Larry, thanks a million. It's always so great to talk with you. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.